Sawmill Cove also dipped into red ink this year, taking about $118,000 in general fund revenues to make ends meet. The sale of the True Alaska Bottling Plant in 2007 eliminated a sizable chunk of rental income in 2008. Finance Director Dave Wolf says the same thing will happen in 2009 if the city moves ahead with the pending sale of the Silver Bay Seafoods plant and dock.
We lose Silver Bay Seafoods, we lose Baranoff Frozen Foods, we lose Omega Seas revenue, and so there's not much out there anymore.
The prospective loss in rental revenues at Sawmill Cove amounts to just over $300,000. Some on the assembly thought that the $75,000 management contract for the park with the Sitka Economic Development Association might present an opportunity for savings. Public Works Operations Chief Scott Brylinski reminded the assembly that Sawmill Cove was in a gradual transition to self-sufficiency. He suggested that canceling the management contract would be a setback.
So the seed I'd like to plant is to perhaps in the future look toward having a zeroed out city staff presence out there and an increased CETA contract presence or management contract presence that would include the functions they do now, as well as being able to contract out the building maintenance and other site functions taking place out there.
All other municipal enterprise funds are in the black for next year. The assembly nevertheless took a close look at a few key expenditures. In the wake of the disaster in Juneau, the Sitka Electric Department has budgeted a $1.5 million backup transmission line between the Blue Lake Hydro Plant and Thimbleberry Bay. The line would run along Sawmill Creek Road and serve as a spare in the event that the main transmission line along Heart Lake was taken out by a slide. Several years ago, a mudslide in that area forced Sitka onto backup diesels for a few days until crews could repair the line. That incident occurred prior to Charlie Wall's tenure as electric director, but it is high in his mind.
The overall goal here is to improve the reliability of that transmission of power on into town so that we're more comfortable with that risk.
The risk is that Sitka's electric demand has since grown to the point that backup diesels alone could not completely power the town if the main transmission lines went down. And Sitkans would experience continuous rolling blackouts until the main lines were restored. At a minimum of $1.5 million, Walls said his department could build overhead transmission lines on Sawmill Creek Road and bypass the worst of the slide area, but possibly create other aesthetic problems.
There's quite a bit of opposition in the community to polluting that view shed, if you will, putting those pole lines down that road. We can do it underground and get it clear out of sight, but it costs a lot more money. That'll be an assembly call. Do you want to spend $4.5 million to get this transmission line done, or $1.5 million, or not do it at all?
Mayor Dapsevich suggested that with a 50-year track record of only one slide, the assembly consider not doing it at all. He also recommended cutting or consolidating the department's $260,000 line item to investigate wind, geothermal, and biomass energy. Wall's response to this recommendation may have amounted to passion for Sitka's typically stoic electric director.
This oil situation, I think, is a real serious problem, and I don't think it's going away. I think it's going to get worse. And Sitka does have a lot of renewable resources available. Do we want to take on a goal, a long-term goal, to displace oil with our renewable resources? If so, that's a major undertaking, and it's going to be a lot more expensive than these numbers you see in front of you here.
There also was some unusual passion regarding other funds and on a similar theme. Public Works has budgeted $750,000 to install new valves and mains under the Halibut Point Sawmill Creek Road intersection at Swan Lake. Public Works Director Joe Castro told the assembly the pipe was over 40 years old and was the oldest part of the system that had not been replaced. A suggestion from the assembly to defer repairs until the pipe actually failed touched a nerve with Finance Director Dave Wolf.
And if it fails, you got a half a day water going out HPR. So if you're willing to tell the citizens, we're going to take a risk and say, if it blows, you got a half day water, and you may have to go 3 days without, or 3 weeks, whatever it takes to tear that place up. I think that's unacceptable for the public.
The other sensitive topic regarding the water mains under the intersection was that had the assembly allowed the state to construct a roundabout at the site, the water project would have cost over $400,000 less than the proposed budget. At least two roundabout opponents on the assembly said this was news to them. Heidi Raffelli was one, the other, John Sherrod.
We voted on the, I'll use the R word, roundabout, five times, and I never heard anybody at the testimony table telling us that we had a problem underneath the ground there.
Reber Stein countered that the proposed waterline repair was documented in assembly background materials of the roundabout and discussed in meetings. Mayor Dapcevich, however, disallowed further discussion of the roundabout, saying, "I have a gavel. I don't like to use it, but I will." The assembly will hold a third and final budget meeting at 6 p.m. Tuesday, May 13th, just before their regular meeting scheduled for the same evening. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.